أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us a glimpse of the fire of Jahannam, the roar of the fire, the heat of the fire, the boil of the fire. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ. Continuing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, soon it will burst. It will burst with its rage. In other words, it will just seem the intensity and the heat of the fire of Jahannam is such that it would seem that it is going to burst. And this is the expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to show the intensity of the burn of the fire of Jahannam. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving a khutbah, he was giving a talk to Sahaba, the likes of which was never heard before. Then Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concluded that if you know what I know about the akhirat, if you know what I know about the fire of Jahannam, the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will laugh less in this world and you will cry more. In other words, the reality of it needs to come into your heart and you need to realize that this matter of akhirah is a very, very severe matter. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the very initial stages of the wahi, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, warn your close family members. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called upon the Quraysh and he said, O Quraysh, save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam. I cannot do that for you. O Bani Abd Munaf, save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam. I cannot do that for you. O Safiya, the aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. I cannot do that for you. O Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, calling upon his own daughter, ask me for whatever it is with regards to this material world. Perhaps I can help you with the matters of this material world, but I cannot save you from the fire of Jahannam. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows us that the matter of the fire of Jahannam, although Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had, and Allah will grant him shafa'at, Allah will grant him intercession, but the message that is relayed is that you need to look into yourself, perfect your own iman in Allah, look into yourself, introspect, and get in order your a'mal and your ibadat, the fara'id, your obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the eye that tears because of the fear of Allah, the eye that tears because of the fear of Allah, then that person will not go into the fire of Jahannam. That person that emerges out in the path of Allah, the dust that touches his body leaves the fire of Jahannam, not even the smoke of Jahannam will save that person. So whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about the severity and the intensity of the fire of Jahannam, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has showed us that there are these means and these ways whereby a person can save oneself from this torment and punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the hadith of the seven people under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one such person is who tears, who cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in total solitude. total solitude, when one realizes the greatness and the power of Allah, when we begin to realize our worthlessness, we begin to realize our nothingness, then obviously a person is, then the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into the heart of that person, and then that tear that rolls down the cheek, because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant that person under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on the day of Qiyamah. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues that whenever a group is cast into it, cast and thrown into the fire of Jahannam, fawjun, groups, grouped, in this world we are grouped differently, sometimes by our nationality, our race, sometimes we are even grouped by our professions, we are grouped from the areas that we may come from. But there on the day of Qiyamah, the groupings are going to be because of our deeds. Those who did good deeds, they will be grouped together by the predominant and salient deeds that they carried out. For example, a person has a special attachment to giving out sadaqah and charity, then they will be grouped together. A person has a special attachment perhaps to the house of Allah, to the masjid, then those will be grouped together. Someone may have an attachment to nawafil ibadat, nawafil salat, for example, then they will be grouped together. Similarly, those that disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also be grouped together. And whatever the ills and the sins be, they will be grouped together, and then they will be cast into the fire of Jahannam. When that happens, سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. The keeper of the fire of Jahannam, the guard of the fire of Jahannam, will ask them one simple question, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Ask yourself, why are you here? What had gone wrong in your life? Did a warner not come to you? Did somebody not come and explain to you Tawheed and the oneness of Allah? Did someone not come to you and explain obedience to Allah, the likes and the dislikes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In Surah Zumar, two things have been highlighted when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of the fire of Jahannam. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Two things the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam did for you. They recited from the wahi of Allah. They delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we can see how clear the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. Second, وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. They warned you about this meeting today. This meeting of yours, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that have sat in this lessons of tafsir, we will all realize how replete the Quran is, and how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what had happened to you? What is it? Ulama have written under the commentary of this ayah that here is the adl, here is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That on the one hand, Allah knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. But this question is asked for them to realize the reason why they have come into the fire of Jahannam. Their response will be, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ. Certainly, a warner had come to us. The message was delivered. The message of Tawheed, the message of obedience, all of it was delivered. فَكَذَّبْنَا. Then what happened to us? We denied the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal anything. There is nothing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has come down. A total denial of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just want us to look at ourselves, that sometimes we are told that this is the command of Allah, and our response to it, yeah, that we are living in a different world, we are living in a different century, those laws are not applicable today, perhaps they were applicable in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those laws are antiquated and outdated. Similar, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality and the understanding that this wahi is in its pristine purity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it for all times, right up to the day of Qiyamah, for the young and the old, the male and the female, parents and children and all of us. This wahi has come down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us the way forward, and Allah has showed us the likes of Allah and whatever Allah is pleased with. In antum illa fi dhalalin kabir. The response will be then that certainly you were in a great error. In that world, you swayed from the path, and now the consequences of it, you would see it in front of your eyes. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus without reckoning. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.